Okay, my name is John Stewart. My credential, if you like, is that I'm an unpublished poet. I have a couple of poems which I showed to a lawyer friend of mine who said that they were currently worth 20 years in prison each. So that's one of the reasons I'm not published. I think the first point I want to make is I think there's a problem of definition and really a serious problem that there's a conflation of two ideas which are included in the word culture. And that is the word tradition. I think a lot of what we call culture is actually tradition. And we need to distinguish between traditions and culture, which is alive and present and active and dynamic and changing. And I think that somehow those two are conflated often. And I think that something needs to be done to bring both into the discussion, but not to say that they are the same. So I think that's one point. I think the second very difficult issue is and I think it's a constitutional issue, is the issue of censorship. What are the limits of freedom of expression? And I think that this is a real critical thing that actually should not be legislated, but should actually have some kind of expression within a constitution. That there needs to be a limit to the limitation of expression, if you like, a limit to censorship, but not an exclusion of it. There are various kinds of expressions which are damaging, child pornography, pornography in general. I think that there are things that need some kind of absolute limitation, but I think we should have limits to those limits. So how do we limit censorship without excluding it totally? I think the second area, which I think is very critical, is the issue of multiple identities, multiple cultures, multiple processes. What we have had a real tradition of in the recent past is monolithic ideas, a single kind of message, a single kind of political message, but also cultural message. And I think that something constitutional needs to be clearly stated about the multiplicity of cultural expressions, of traditions as sources, and of cultures as present expressions. And linked to that, I think a critical issue which is beyond the issues of freedoms of speech and expression and association and so forth is some clear kind of statement around tolerance. The ways in which differences are accepted and, if you like, there's an interest in otherness, not an attempt to create sameness. Somehow that seems a critical issue that needs the cultural activists to push those ideas forward. Thank you.